MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 9, 2025. Manchester by the Sea has a new town administrator. And a Peabody Elementary School is deemed safe after testing for mold. Sunny, windy, mid-40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:50 a.m. and 10:19 p.m. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, Nahant's town administrator has been tapped to fill the role in Manchester by the Sea. Tony Barletta was chosen by a 4-1 vote of the select board on Monday evening as the person to succeed outgoing town administrator Gregory Federspiel. The lone dissenting vote was made by select board member Brian Solacy. A second unanimous 5-0 vote was taken to show the board's support of its choice of Barletta. Board members also considered candidates John Apple, who serves as town administrator in Atkinson, New Hampshire, and Chuck Dam, Manchester by the Sea's public works director. On Tuesday, the 37-year-old Barletta said he was excited and honored to have the support of the select board. Caroline Enos writes in the Salem News, in Peabody, recent independent air quality testing of the Center Elementary School shows there are no immediate health risks inside of the building after concerns from parents that it contained mold. The testing was conducted by Safety Environment A1 consultants on March 28 inside the gymnasium and the city's integrated preschool classrooms that are in the building's annex. The annex's roof was replaced this winter after unexpected leaks began dripping into that section of the building from melting snow and ice. Some preschool parents have called for the city to move the preschool to another location, partly due to mold concerns. Last month, Superintendent Josh Vidala said at a forum with center school and preschool parents, before the testing took place, the building had already been deemed safe for use. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Back to Caroline Enos reporting in the Salem News. A Saugus man was arrested for vandalizing 11 vehicles at the Peabody Tesla dealership on Route 114 Tuesday morning. The manager of the dealership called Peabody police around 9 a.m. to report a man putting paint on cars on the property, including the brand's most famous and controversial model, the futuristic-looking and sharp-edged Cybertruck. 28-year-old Gardy Pierre was arrested and charged with disturbing the peace and 11 counts of damage to property. He also had a warrant out of Cambridge District Court for trespassing. Pierre had used a bottle of spray paint and a bottle of acrylic paint to mark the cars, but it did not appear he had written discernible messages on the vehicles. And Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, the Salisbury Fire Department will soon be able to purchase multiple sets of new turnout equipment after Salisbury American Legion members on Monday donated $20,000. Legion leader and Korean War veteran Art Ober is quoted as saying, "You guys protect us, now's our chance to protect you." The donation comes as the Salisbury American Legion is preparing to shut its doors due to a lack of membership, with the group donating all of its funds to local causes and charities. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in boys high school lacrosse, Marblehead topped Beverly 16-10, Winthrop beat Swampscott 9-5, and it was Masconomet 14, Danvers 8. The Chieftains now are 3-0 for the season. In girls lacrosse, it was Beverly 9, Marblehead 7. Beverly goaltender Maddie Reynolds recorded her 400th career save in that game. Other scores, Masco 11, Danvers 4, and Swampscott over the Winthrop girls 17-2. In high school baseball today, Salem plays at Peabody and Swampscott travels to Marblehead. The Salem News has named Essex Tech senior Brady Leonard as its boys hockey player of the year. Leonard was also selected the Cape Ann League's most valuable player. The Gloucester Times has selected Allie Spencer of Gloucester High School's co-op indoor track team as its winter sports female athlete of the year. She was also named the Northeastern Conference Athlete of the Year. The Red Sox lost 6-1 to the Blue Jays last night. Two teams play again tonight at Fenway. Celtics squeezed by the Knicks 119-117 last night in New York. And tonight they play the Magic down in Orlando. And the Bruins beat the Devils last night 7-2. Pasternak now has 100 points again. The Bees will host the Blackhawks tomorrow night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.